Welcome to My University Life podcast series. These podcast series are brought to you by the Student Advice Centre here in DCU. They aim to explore how students can flourish at university. Hello and welcome to My University Life podcast, Series 1, Episode 1, entitled Courage, bringing you from inaction to action. This podcast series is brought to you by the Student Advice Centre here in DCU, and we aim to help students flourish at university. Today's podcast is brought to you by my colleague Orla Stafford and myself, Connor Wilkinson, and we will discover how students can be courageous and change their inaction to action. So in general, what are we talking about today? Well, students have come to us with many issues. A big common factor is the feeling of being overwhelmed to a point where they aren't sure what way to turn or what is the real cause of their concern. Orla, we've been discussing how in many different ways we have all experienced different reactions to things in our lives. But we have identified one theme that goes throughout that, and that's the feeling of overwhelmment. Can you elaborate on that?
Hi, Connor. It's great to be here with you today to discuss this really interesting topic, moving from inaction to action. And as you were just saying there, students are so different to each other, just like we're all different to each other. We all react differently. We all experience things in different ways. And we were looking at all of the different things we talk about with students, and we've identified a common theme throughout it all. And that is that students come to us and ask for help. Sounds pretty simple there, asking for help. But sometimes when we're feeling that overwhelmed feeling, when we're feeling stuck, it can be the hardest thing to do. Identifying the issue and figuring out what's the best way to make yourself better or to solve your issue and to find that way through is really important. But there's a few hints and tips that we're going to discuss on how you can move to that.
Absolutely, Orla. And we've both discussed this at length in terms of what students come, and it's very important that they do come and ask for help because we are in a safe environment. But what is the first step in terms of how we help them? And we were discussing how we need to normalize our feelings, you know, identify and normalize it. And you were discussing this at length during this.
Yeah, Connor, sometimes when we meet students, they start talking about one thing and then they start discussing something completely different. They might book with Nina or with Brenda for one thing, and then they turn around and come in and start talking about something completely different. I've often experienced students coming in saying that they're feeling frozen, that they can't actually pinpoint why they're what they're even feeling or why they're feeling this way. And it'd be really hard when you're in that moment of feeling overwhelmed to be able to focus on what do I have to do to make this better, to make myself feel better. But what we have to always remember is that this is common to all of us. We all experience moments like this. We all experience these. So that's always the first point we like to say to students is just remember what you're feeling is really normal. Everybody has felt like that, whether they've expressed it or not. But what's really good is that you're taking that first step and you're looking to do something about it.
Absolutely, Orla. And we were discussing in terms of, you know, the approaches and seeking help and identifying your options. And there are many resources for students beginning or throughout their studies here in DCU. And we touched base on our own unit, the Student Advice Centre, and we were discussing there how students can come into a safe, secure, confidential environment where there is no judgment. And we always ask students to, you know, discuss with us at ease what their problems were or what they might be and how we can explore what those problems actually end up being once they identify and normalize their feelings. Other units also help in terms of the Student Health Centre, student learning, student counselling, and the chaplaincy as well can help both religious and lay students come in a welcome, secure environment. Another resource, which is critical as well, is to reach out to your academic department. Many students do feel intimidated when they speak to members of academic staff because they identify and acknowledge that that member of staff is a teaching member of staff and that they are the one who is relating and imparting the knowledge to them. And in many ways, they feel they can't go to them. But that is simply not the case. All lecturers have been students themselves, and they have a wealth of experience with students encountering difficulty. And here at DCU, we always encourage, both from academic colleagues and ourselves, for students to reach out and explain where they're having issues. And it's important to do that at the very beginning, not to wait too long, because if you do it at the very beginning, it can be easier to overcome. And Orla, you were also mentioning how there are specific tools out there that students can use. And you have mentioned one in particular that you find very helpful. What is that?
Yeah, Connor, when students come into us with and they're feeling those feelings, and yeah, as you've mentioned there, they're reaching out to other people. Sometimes before we even get to that point, we need to pause and to look at, why were you feeling like this? You know, that feeling of being overwhelmed, why are you reacting in a particular way, is really important for you to pause and to think about. Pausing to catch that reaction to your problem or whatever concern you have in your life is really important, because it helps you to take a considered next step. But something that's really important that we really should acknowledge is it takes a lot of courage to pause, to actually stop and to think about what's going on for you. But once you do that and you realize why you're feeling like that, it's really the next step does usually flow for students. They can figure it out themselves, because that's what's really important. You're figuring all of this out for yourself. Yeah. We're just helping you to work through what's going on for you. So as we said there's loads of different ways that students can help to do that little check-in or that pause. And the wheel of emotion is one of those. Now, I'm just going to briefly touch on it, but if anybody would like more information, there's a very useful website called positivepsychology.com, and you can get more information on Plutchik's wheel of emotion. The best way to explain it really is going to be with an example, really. So I'll jump right in with that. I had a student who came in and had that particular feeling of feeling overwhelmed and stuck, didn't really know even why she was in. This wasn't okay for her. And she came in. So I went to the whiteboard and we wrote down the feeling of being overwhelmed. And then she threw out some extra words from there. We were getting words like frightened, confused, busy, loads of deadlines, nothing is done, not sure about anything, everybody else knows what they're doing. Loads of different things and themes started to come up like that. So then we took out the wheel of emotion and she looked at the center of it. And she looked at all the different emotions there and she picked out what she was feeling right then and there. And then she moved to the next ring and the next ring and the next ring. And she was able to, with every jump to the ring, she was able to pinpoint exactly, this is actually what I'm feeling and why I'm feeling it. So it can be a really good tool to use to have a look at what's going on for you.
Excellent. That is really, really useful for ourselves and students all throughout that. That tool is it's basic and it can be used throughout your life, you know, and I think that's an excellent suggestion. And Aurora, as we were discussing there as well, you know, once we are able to identify that, we can build up a sense of resiliency. And that's important, because that sense of resiliency can be expanded on. It can grow as we grow. And it's very important to enter into that phase of settling ourselves in our studies. Can you discuss that a little bit further, please?
Absolutely. Resiliency is so important. And people often forget, resiliency isn't something that just lands on you after a workshop. Resiliency is built up from years and years. But what's really important with resiliency is that we acknowledge all of the different things that we've achieved in our life, and that we are building our resiliency from a very young age. But sometimes we just don't realize what we're doing to actually help ourselves to cope with everyday life. So when we've identified what's going on for us in our student life that's causing us a problem, the most important thing is to always remember that most people, the feeling that they have of feeling, you know, frightened or nervous or stuck or overwhelmed, it isn't a new feeling. It's just that this feeling is new in this situation. College is new to you. Lectures are new to you. So the situation is different. And sometimes that can throw us and can mean that we forget all of the different strengths that we've built up, all of the different ways that we cope with challenges in our life. We're constantly facing those challenges and the moments of self-doubt. I don't think there's anybody alive who wouldn't be able to say that.
Yes, absolutely.
Doubt. And constantly hearing students, and they put those extra pressures on themselves because they're comparing themselves to others and saying, oh, nobody else feels like this. Nobody else is having that problem. And they forget to see and to pause and to look at how far they've come themselves. And we forget all of the different successes that we've had in life.
Absolutely. And it is important to understand that even from different backgrounds. I mean, Leaving Cert students forget the huge achievement they have gone through the Leaving Cert and through other years at their second level education. And especially, again, with mature students, they too feel, you know, in a sense of excitement, accomplishment when they get into university. But then they're daunted. They're feeling maybe perhaps the younger or people straight from Leaving Cert have an advantage because they've been consistently in that learning cycle. And it's not the case. Their life experiences, their sense of achievements are critical to their enhancement of their achievements going further and during study life as well. So it's important to note our achievements and how we can build up on that. But acknowledging those achievements, no matter how small we might consider them to be, is important because that leaves a great foundation in which when things do get difficult, we still have that foundation to bounce back from. And that leads us into a sense of what we call achievement markers. Now, those achievement markers can be, you know, not just academic, they can be personal as well. And throughout your life, you'll know yourself what areas made you feel great. You know, getting your driver's license, helping a voluntary organization, mixing with friends, helping a friend out of a difficult situation, helping your family members, supporting them. They're all achievement markers. And also our smaller achievement markers are, you know, how we conduct ourselves through daily life, you know, getting dressed, you know, getting organized, being able to get that book from the library. Seeking help is an achievement marker, and that's something we forget. And this brings us back to the sense of turning our inaction into action. You know, the very question of what do I do next is in itself an action. And once you build on that and you go and you ask for further help, because you've got to remember, you're at your learning stage in this journey. You're not expected to be an expert. So why judge yourself too harshly? Why expect too much from yourself? And it's also to acknowledge when things aren't going too well for us. Sometimes we hide away. Sometimes we distract ourselves from you know, a thing that we need to accomplish. And that is a very human thing. And it brings me into one book that's a very staple diet of development in terms of self-help as well. And that is by Dr. Susan Jeffers. And her book is called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. And it's how to turn your fear and indecision into confidence and action. And Susan discusses through her book, you know, our small achievement markers as well as our big achievement markers and how we can articulate that a little bit better. And the second book, which I've picked out for today, is by an Irish healthcare professional called Dr. Harry Barry. And his book is entitled Emotional Resilience, How to Safeguard Your Mental Health. And it's not just in cases of acute mental well-being issues, but it's about day-to-day maintenance of ourselves. And he goes through many topics, such as achieving a healthy work-life balance, how to cope with failure and success, how to stop catastrophizing, and also to practice self-acceptance. And that's a very important thing. We all need to practice self-acceptance because the worst critic is ourselves. And we have to acknowledge that imposter thoughts that do permeate throughout and knock our confidence. And it's important to be able to acknowledge that, identify it, and stop that from overwhelming our sense to ask for help.
So, what would we like you to take away from this podcast? And the first thing we want to take away is that it's perfectly normal to feel overwhelmed or unsure of your next step. Everybody feels like this at different times in their life. Some people hide it. They don't let you know. Other people are going to be talking to you about it. You look at your own life and all those different people and different times in your life, people have said, oh, I'm absolutely fine. And then you found out things are going on for them. We all have things that go on for us. It's perfectly normal to feel like that. The next thing we really want you to consider is sometimes when you're in the midst of feeling that kind of blur or you're not too sure whether how things are going, is to take a really conscious pause to stop and consider, how am I feeling? Why am I feeling like this? And do I recognize feeling like this in the past? And if so, what did I do about it? Sometimes people can actually move forward themselves. We all have resiliency. We all know what we can cope with, and that we all, if we're honest with ourselves, are going to be able to say, I need help on this. There's nothing wrong with asking for help. That doesn't mean that you're saying, oh, I can't do this. You're just checking in. Just like you're pausing to check in with yourself to see what's actually going on. Speaking to a professional, speaking to a student advisor, speaking to a lecturer is just doing that as well. It's pausing. It's taking a moment to say, is this the right thing to do? Is this going to give me my next positive step? And the hardest thing for everybody to do, and the last thing we really want to take away, is to be able to remember your success stories. Remember the times in your past when you were able to achieve, when you were able to overcome what was going on for you. Remember that feeling and then place that within this new situation that you find yourself, and see if that gives you any thoughts or how you can move from this inactive, frozen state into action, asking for help or being able to find the solution yourself.
And that's really useful, Orla. You know, when you think about it, to pause, it's so important to pause. We hope you've enjoyed these podcasts and that you have found them useful. Remember, here at DCU, this is your Student Advice Centre, and we are here to assist you with any concerns, small or large, during your studies. To learn more information about your Student Advice Centre, please visit www.dcu.ie/advice, or you can contact us on student.support@dcu.ie.